Country Club FM.
Neil, we did get a note. Our friend David in Brooklyn Park, not to be confused, Dave from Manorville, who's our classic police guy. David in Brooklyn Park, he worked in radio. He worked at KKOK in Morris, Minnesota. And he said that they had the same CD automation system that we had at WQPM.
Nice.
And then later, of course, it was Bob FM, KLCI FM.
I wonder if theirs ever malfunctioned.
Yeah. David, tell us what kind of, let's tell us all the interesting problems that you had with yours. I worked with a much older system in Pine City, which had reel-to-reel tapes and these big carousels for the cart tapes, and we had all kinds of stuff that was just wild and wacky. That was technology from the 70s, Neil. You can just imagine how clunky that was.
It was.
Well into the 1990s.
Yeah.
Clunk.
Clunk.
Clunk. It would actually clunk. It would make that noise. Clunk. It would actually clunk. It was a real clunker.
Right. You must have spun some records, though, or no?
Of course.
Yeah.
45s and LPs, Neil.
Sure. Yeah. You got started in time to still do records.
We even had turntables that had, what was the other speed, 78?
Yes.
Yeah, had 78 speed on there, too.
Yeah.
All right, today's Bob Almanac, no Almanac salutes, so we're going to get right into it. This date in history, newsreel. Yeah, here we go.
Manila burns as the American drive to liberate the Philippine capital ends in victory. Parachute infantry drop in a surprise attack behind the enemy positions. Down below are fanatical Jap defenders who have been in control of the city for over 3 years.
Yeah, Manila officially retaken. Of course, it was earlier in 44, October of 44, is when Douglas MacArthur showed up and he officially returned to one of the Philippine islands. You remember he walked back on shore, walking through the water, kind of wading through the water. And, you know, how many people, is it possibly only the Terminator who said, I'll be back? And he did come back. And same thing with Douglas MacArthur. He said, I'll be back. And this was the date that they reached Manila in 1945. It was a month-long battle, the Battle of Manila. And
so, just bloody, you know.
Oh, that was a tough one.
Just tough fighting, for sure.
Three years of Japanese occupation. It was 42. They got MacArthur out of there. Said, hey, we need you to regroup in Australia. And then, you know, we'll get back to the Philippines. And, of course, he eventually did. 1971.
20 feet. 10. 3 feet per second. Contact now.
Two, stop. Three. Throw.
They're home.
Auto.
We're on the surface.
Okay.
That's Apollo 14 on the surface. The landing as it happened this date in 1971. Apollo 14.
The second one then?
Third.
It was our third.
Yeah,
okay.
It lands near the Fra Mauro Alan Shepard and Edward Mitchell walked on the moon for 4 hours. They were the first to land in the lunar highlands. I didn't realize there were lunar highlands. The property's much more expensive up there.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get a lot up there for less than $200,000. The lunar highlands. A lot of excavating needed. That was in 71. 77.
High in protein and only 80 calories each. Eggs are a natural wonder. For meals, snacks, appetizers, whatever.
All you do is heat and eat.
Eggs. Don't run out.
The incredible edible egg.
The American Egg Board kicked off their new slogan, the incredible edible egg. And, of course, they've had to expand that to the incredible, edible, expensive egg. As you know, Neil, eggs are kind of pricey now. It's mainly because of bird flu.
Yeah.
Maybe
$6
only because of bird flu.
Down here. Yeah.
Really?
$6 for a dozen. Yeah.
That is quite a bit. And the actor that was voicing that there, not the singer, but the actor, that's James Hampton. He played The Undertaker
on
Longest Yard.
Yes.
He was Michael J. Fox's father in Teen Wolf. He was a wolf himself. And you may remember James Hampton from a couple of Gunsmoke episodes as Jeb Willis or Eliab Hagen. Do you remember those characters
yes,
at all?
Yes.
Hagen, that was Willis?
That was one of Festus's cousins or something.
Ah, can he sing too?
No.
Hmm. Sadly. So we had the incredible edible egg this date, 1975, 2009 in the news.
USA Swimming, the sport's national governing body, has suspended Michael Phelps for 3 months after a photo of the swimming star purportedly using a marijuana pipe showed up in a British tabloid. USA Swimming has also cut off its financial support to Phelps for the same period.
Yeah, Michael Phelps, superstar, suspended this date. He engaged in what he called regrettable behavior at a college party. He was seen with a bong, also known as a marijuana water pipe. But little do people know that, you know, he was just training. Marijuana actually helps with your buoyancy. Did you know that?
I didn't know
buoyant.
That.
You're more buoyant after using.
I don't know about what it does to your lung capacity, but maybe he didn't inhale.
Maybe he didn't. But he had so much lung capacity, it didn't matter.
It probably didn't.
2018, we need to remember Martin Crane.
Seattle's a big city. I'm sure there are a bunch of German fencing instructors, each one with dozens of students.
Yes, but are they wealthy students?
No, they're inner city kids trying to work their way out of the ghetto with nothing but a foil and a dream.
He was so good in that role as Frasier's and Niles' dad.
He was great.
John Mahoney died at the age of 77. On this date back in 2018, I just recently, probably within the last few weeks, kind of discovered Cozy Television on my DirecTV.
Ooh,
have you heard of that?
Okay.
COZI. It's kind of in the single digits above the, you know, your 5, 9, 4, 11s, 29s, and 45s. You go a little further up there, past the QVCs, and you run into the MeTVs and some of these other ones that show some of these great classic shows. Well, Cozy, which is COZI, probably stands for something, I don't know. But it's got King of Queens and Married with Children, and then Frasier's on there.
Oh, I'll have to look for that.
It's pretty darn good.
Must be before you get to 81, which is Grit.
It must be.
Yeah,
it's in that general vicinity, though.
Okay,
certainly.
I'll look.
A year ago.
We have tragic breaking news from the music world this morning. Country singer Toby Keith has died. ABC News confirmed his passing with a representative after an announcement was posted to Keith's X account last night. The singer, known for songs like Should Have Been a Cowboy and Red Solo Cup, had been battling stomach cancer since 2022.
Yeah, he'd been battling it. He lost his battle. Did you hear the response in the studio? It's like there was a...
Yes.
It was like there was a fan that had, you know, this was, they hadn't heard this, and this is the first time they had heard of it. They didn't share it with the other people in the newsroom, but let's hear it
again. In the music world this morning, country singer Toby Keith has died. ABC News.
You hear that in the background?
Yes.
Representative.
Yes.
Like somebody, is just, as we were as well. We knew he wasn't doing well.
Right.
But we didn't really know because they were keeping it pretty quiet.
Yep.
As far as his condition and everything, but we know that he had stopped performing and touring and all that. And he was only 62. He had a good 10-15 years left of performing and singing and writing songs and just being Toby Keith, which is pretty important.
Yeah, that was a really tough day, and boy, did the tributes come out.
It looks like we'll be honoring Toby Keith with our little 3:30 throwdown that we do.
Nice. Well, we should.
Each and every weekday here on Bob FM. Birthdays now today. One of the more colorful sportscasters. We don't know him that well in the U.S. because he's mostly Canada, but Don Cherry.
But that is absolutely ridiculous. I know the rest of the people. I know all the broadcasters and everything are afraid to say something like that. They're jerks doing it.
We kind of like it.
I know you... Well, you're lucky. The weatherman, you know what I mean? I know what I'm talking about. You never do anything like that. They're still not drawn. They're a bunch of jerks as far as I'm concerned. Imagine Justin Williams doing stuff
they're
like that.
They're a bunch of jerks. That's what he called the Carolina Hurricanes a few years ago when they were doing this thing where they did all these celebrations after wins. They were like bowling and knocking guys over, and they were doing basketball, and they were rowing the boat across their ice. He didn't like it. And he called them a bunch of jerks. The Carolina Hurricanes were a bunch of jerks. Cherry, very colorful. I don't think he does it anymore.
No.
At 91,
he's
probably
he's up
not.
There a little bit,
yeah, he's 91 today. What time is it, Neil? And you know
it is TV theme time, I guess.
The show that you were too scared as a young man to turn on, right?
It did. It bothered me. It scared me.
He played Quentin Collins. That must have been one of the key figures on the show. The Collins family, which is kind of funny. I don't know if it's ironic or they did that when they wrote the book. The family on that was about vampires. Dark Shadows was Collins. And then the other one, the Twilight movies about vampires and werewolves and the whole thing that was going on. People might be familiar with Twilight. I believe the vampire family, the main family, and there was also the Collins.
Oh.
The Collinses, which I don't know if they did that to be ironic, to have some kind of a connection, or all vampires' last names are like the royal family, like our Tudors. You know, like in England, everybody's a Tudor. Are all vampires Collinses?
Well,
it's a good question. So if your last name is Collins, you might want to make sure that you're not undead. Anybody last name Collins out there? So David Selby was Quentin Collins from Dark Shadows. He's 84.
How do you spell relief?
For acid indigestion, R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
For millions of Americans, Rolaid spells 100% relief.
That's Roger Staubach. You know how Roger Staubach also spells relief? Mm-hmm. Especially in a 1975 playoff game against the Vikings. A-R-M-E-N-T-E-R-Z-I-A-N. What does that spell, Neil?
Armon...
Terzian.
Terzian, yes.
Yeah, he was the referee.
Official who looked the other way.
He looked the other way. Did not call the pass interference, the push-off, Neil.
No.
Then he got a whiskey
bottle.
Then
he got a headache for his troubles.
He got a headache. Yeah, probably a concussion. That whiskey bottle came flying in.
Staubach heaved it, and Rogers. He had a good career. Pretty good career, for sure.
Heisman Trophy winner at the Naval Academy, Roger Staubach, and a pretty good pitch man for Rolaids. Why not?
Why not?
83 here today. And sound effects here for this one. High quality. I don't know how many bits were used for these sound effects. Not enough.
Right.
Nolan Bushnell, he was the guy who gave us Atari. He founded Atari, gave us Pong, the whole thing. You know, he also founded Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow, that probably worked for him too.
Neil, did you prefer Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz Pizza? Both very similar.
Yeah, I don't really know much about Showbiz.
I think
pizza.
That might have been more of a local one or a regional one, but they were around. There was Showbiz versus Chuck E. Cheese. They had the animatronics and the games and the skee ball and the whole thing with the tickets. And the pizza might not have been as good because you weren't really there for the pizza. You were there for all the other extracurricular fun. But he's 82 today. Christopher Guest is a funny guy. SNL, certainly, and other things, including... Few Good Men, where he was serious, but boy, was he hilarious in This Is Spinal Tap. Christopher Guest is 77.
You know, the other day, I took one of them...
meat thermometers?
Yeah. And I just shoved it into my ear, you know, as far as it could go, you know, but then I took one of them...
Chlorpine hammers.
Right. And just whacked it a few times right in there, you know.
Boy, that must smart.
I know, I hate when that happens.
He and Billy Crystal had that recurring skit.
Yes.
I hate it when that happens.
Yes.
It's Christopher Guest. You know Christopher Guest, Neil. You know who that is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
77 here today. Oh, another SNL alum.
What's happening, everybody? And welcome to the Lady of the Man. The love line with all the right responses to your romantic query. I'm Leon Phelps, and how y'all doing tonight? That's good. I'm doing pretty fine. I got my Cavatier right here. That's right.
Neil, have you ever had Cavatier?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Maybe accidentally. But there's Tim Meadows. Long time SNL. Is he the longest, though?
Yeah. Very funny man.
You know, they are celebrating their big 50th anniversary.
Wow. 50 years of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Trying to see who's the longest here. Do they list Tim Meadows as the longest? He seems like he would be. Keenan Thompson's been on 22 years.
I was
going to
say Keenan Thompson.
I think it's Keenan Thompson has been the longest one, but Tim was on there a lot. And he is 64 here today.
Yeah, Stacey, what do you want?
I want a relationship. I want romance. want romance? In Ridgemont? We can't even get cable TV here, Stacy. You want romance?
Another summer at Perry's. I can't.
She was Stacy. There were fast times at Ridgemont High. That Ridgemont, that sounds like a great hopping town.
It really does.
You can't get cable TV.
That is a problem.
Jennifer Jason Lee is 63. She would get together there with Rat. Not the group,
yes.
not the hair metal band Rat, but the character Rat, 63.
Yeah. You're my hero, Ron.
Garth, I...
You come out with stink like that. Poop. Poop mouth. Poop out of your mouth.
Garth, if I were to give you some money out of my wallet, would that ease the pain?
I hate you, Ron Burgundy. I hate you.
He was, I think, the assistant manager there at Action News 5 or whatever it was, the Action News team. Chris Parnell, who also an SNL. Oh, we got SNL alums all over the place here.
Yes.
Because Ron Burgundy said, go bleep yourself, San Diego. Because whatever's on the teleprompter he reads. Like some politicians. So that's Chris Parnell. The best of him here today on his 58th birthday. Lead singer of the Spin Doctors.
Good voice.
Chris Barron. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong was their other big hit. He's 57 today. More music. We're going to go a little bit further back for this guy. Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Tell me why. You know who Bobby Brown is, Neil?
Yes.
Started a new edition. Not first edition. That would have been with Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers, right.
He was born in 69. He would have been the youngest member of first edition. He's
I would say, yeah.
Just dropped in to see what his condition was in. Well, at that point, it'd be a full diaper would be his condition at that age. Certainly, if he was the new edition. And then, of course, Whitney Houston. He was married to Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown is 56. And we also have to say happy birthday to Sarah Evans, the lovely Sarah Evans, who's 54 today. Didn't you do a Jumbotron interview with her that is just infamous?
I did. That was a treat for me. She's a very pretty lady, for sure. That's it? Gone but not forgotten. We should do. Okay, let's move on then to Gone but Not Forgotten. Scientist, physician. He was really the first American weather forecaster. John Jeffries is his name, and I don't know what channel he was on.
Well, you know why.
He was born in 1744. So.
That's why today is National Weather Person's Day.
Oh, it is.
In
honor of John Jeffries. John Carradine, an actor who was in The Invisible Man with Claude Rains and some of the great Ten Commandments. He was in a lot of movies. The Carradine clan.
Know your Carradines.
Yes.
Keith David Robert, his boys that went on to some success.
They did well. John Carradine, the patriarch, born on this day, 1906. Some Academy Award winning actor, Red Buttons, born on this day, 1919.
You might be able to call him a comedian, too. He was a prerequisite on the Dean Martin roasts.
Jimmy Cagney, who said to Mickey Mouse, "You dirty rat." Never got a dinner. Charlton Heston, who said when he came down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments, "Funny, he didn't look like George Burns."
Lucille Ball, Jimmy Stewart, Henry Fonda, Orson Welles. That dais was stacked.
That for sure. Along with Red Buttons there, born on this day, 1919. Singer, Claude King. We remember his big hit.
On Wolverton Mountain.
That's a Bob classic right there.
Oh, for sure.
Right,
sure.
David?
Dave would agree with us.
Cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young
born on this day, 1923. That big hit from 1962 for Claude King. We always enjoy Wolverton Mountain. He was the Hammer. Hammer and Hank Aaron. He was baseball's all-time home run leader for 33 years. when he passed Babe. Remember that in 74? April of 74, I believe, he passed Babe Ruth, went on to hit 755. Hank Aaron, born on this day, 1934.
Move on.
Oh, and that's it? Oh, we did. I thought we had Hank.
We did, but you already talked about it, so I figured we didn't need the audio, the actual play.
Oh, well, the audio is always good. All right. Well, that's all I've got. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
You kind of did your own play-by-play. And it's going to be... Here's the pitch from Downing.
Yeah, Al
Downing. All right,
Downing.
Your staff missed a couple of singers here.
Want some whiskey and you want a sugar in your tea.
One of the three lead singers of Three Dog Night. They were Three Dog Night. Why not have three lead singers, right?
Yeah,
Corey Wells. Know your Three Dog Night lead singers.
Mama told me not to come.
You had your Danny Hutton, Chuck Negron. And here's Corey Wells. Passed away 10 years ago, born 1942, and a country guy. How'd you miss?
Skip a rope.
Oh.
Skip a
Henson rope. Cargill.
Yep.
Oh, listen to the
no relation to the Cargill Empire, I don't think. Yeah, you got to snap.
I ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope.
It's really funny what the children say. You got to listen to what the children say, is basically what he's saying right there. It was a tumultuous time, and he was kind of saying, the children are probably smarter than the adults at this point in time. Henson Cargill, now they're all
gone.
Yes.
But certainly not forgotten.
Stick around for a Bobathon. This is the big one. That's another Chris Parnell line. He had that in Anchorman. Remember they were talking about the panda giving birth, and he comes in behind Fred Willard. This is the big one, which is hilarious. So would you like to go with Faith Hill, The Way You Love Me? You could go Feel That Fire, Dierks Bentley. Or Alabama's about to get all kind of reckless on us here.
Boy. I think a Dierks Bentley would be good.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minnesota.